Hello, my name is Charlie Moores, and you're about to listen to a shortcast with Chris Loughingham, Deputy CEO of the League Against Cruel Sports. Chris recorded this audio in Bath, where he was taking part in a pop-up street campaign against the licensing of so-called trail hunting on National Trust land. As well as discussing the Trust's nonsensical support for hunting, which could of course finally be ended at their AGM in just a few weeks' time, Chris reflects on the upcoming verdict on the trial of Mark Hankinson, director of the Master of Foxhounds Association, who was recently in court, charged with intentionally encouraging or assisting others to commit an offence under the Hunting Act 2004.
We're here in Bath today on one of the final events that we've been running around the National Trust and asking people, members of the public and National Trust members, to sign up to our campaign to back the motion to end trail hunting on National Trust land. Many people will remember that in 2017, a motion came before the National Trust to ask them to ban the practice of trail hunting on their land and stop the licensing of hunts. What we've seen, although we lost that vote narrowly by 299 votes, is that over the course of the last few years, the number of licenses have been reduced on National Trust land, and COVID effectively wiped them all out. But it's still possible, and the National Trust are still signed up to allowing trail hunting to take place on their land. The only response that they should have as a responsible organisation that brands itself as being the protectors of the English countryside and the protectors of English heritage is to ban hunting on their land. We know that trail hunting is nothing but a smokescreen, and today we are just days away from a verdict in the Mark Hankinson case, where he has been charged with conspiracy to commit a criminal act or inciting others to commit a criminal act under the Hunting Act. Those leaked webinars which the Hunting Office themselves describe trail hunting as a smokescreen and as a way to get around the law is due to come to a resolution on Friday. Now, there are all sorts of possible verdicts. It's not a simple case of guilty or not guilty. Having been in the court for a number of days, I'm fully expecting the judge to say something. So I think a pure not guilty verdict, there's nothing to see here and there's no case to answer, is highly unlikely. What we're likely to see is either a guilty verdict, fingers crossed, or a not guilty verdict that contains a number of comments by the judge that says, we may not have been able to find you guilty, the threshold may not have been met to reach that kind of criminal verdict, but you've got to be careful with your language, and there is clearly things that are happening here that are on the fringes of what is lawful. And if that result is what comes out, and I fully expect one of those two results, given the reaction of the judge during all of the testimony, then October could be a very bad month for the hunting community and be the first in many dominoes to fall over in what could be a relatively rapid time frame. If we get a verdict that is positive for us and trail hunting takes a bit of a smacking on Friday, then it's only a matter of a couple of weeks before the National Trust vote will take place. And if the response that we're getting on the streets, which is clearly visible here today in Bath, and that's not been atypical, dissimilar to any of the other events that we've done up and down the country, then we're going to win this vote on the 30th of October, and the National Trust will be put into a very awkward position. They will either have to go against the wishes of their members, or they can do what they should have done 3 years ago, which was ban trail hunting. We are in a really, really interesting place. The National Trust, to their credit, and a number of other major landowners have collectively taken off the map 2.3 million acres worth of land that is now unavailable for trail hunting or hunting to take place. We want to see, whatever the result of the National Trust AGM and whatever the result of Hankinson, that 2.3 million acres of land becomes permanent. And trail hunting is forbidden and it's not allowed in these places anymore. We've proven that the licensing system simply doesn't work. And even though there are rumours that these other major landowners will slip into a licensing system, I think the experience of the National Trust should point them in the direction that actually this is a waste of money. We should just ban it and get out of hunting altogether, which is the responsible, the ethical, the moral place that they should be. And I think any organisation in future will agree and take that stand as well. I fully believe that we are on the verge of something quite major in terms of banning hunting for real. There's a long way to go, and this is only going to be the first or second major domino to fall, but those dominoes are falling. We're on a one-way street. Hunting is history. there's no future for it. It's just a matter of time. And we've got a lot more time on our side than they have. If you are a National Trust member, you can follow the link that's on the League Against Cruel Sports website, and that'll give you all the information you need. You need to be voting for the motion. For the motion. It's a little complicated because you're voting for a motion that wants to ban something, but you're voting for the motion. So if you can do that by the 22nd of October, then your vote's going to count.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to create a shortcast of your own, please get in touch. You can leave us a message at offtheleashpodcasts.co.uk, on Twitter at otlpodcasts, or on Instagram at otlpods. And if you'd like to hear more great audio, we are on all the major streaming platforms. Just look for Off the Leash Podcasts and subscribe for free.